Category 2 storm finally moving away from Grand Bahama Island, picking up speed as it makes a northerly turn.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time now for Dan the Insurance Man, your go-to guy for answers on all of your insurance questions for when life happens. And now, here's Dan Tuchman. Dan the Insurance Man.
It's Tuesday afternoon already, and Dan is here, and he's got a special guest today as well. Dan, you're on.
All right. Thanks, AJ. Good afternoon, Jacksonville. You are listening to Dan the Insurance Man. It's the Insurance Hour. Hey, today you don't have to hear my voice alone. You get to hear the more pleasant voice of Debbie Rowe with American Integrity Insurance. She's going to She is going to talk to us and to you about American Integrity, maybe some homeowners insurance, some boat insurance, some renters insurance. We're going to go over I'm going to have her go over some specific stuff about American Integrity Insurance, like their financial rating and some statistical information about the company, so that you know a little bit more about them. And then into the second segment, we're going to kind of touch very, very briefly on insurance scores, which I'll give you a quick rundown. An insurance score is similar to your credit rating, but it is not your credit rating. This is why most insurance companies no longer ask for your Social Security number, because they're no longer pulling a credit report on you. They are now just being able to go in and generate an insurance score on your insurance profile. So we're going to kind of touch on that very, very briefly, and then Debbie's promised that she's going to get more information and maybe get an expert from American Integrity to kind of go over in a little bit more detail how an insurance score works, because how it works with American Integrity is kind of similar to how it works with a lot of other insurance companies. So, but we'll kind of touch on that in the second or third segment, so stay tuned. So like I said, we're gonna start with the financial stability.
Yes, thank you, Dan. Yeah, thank you. Hi, Debbie Rowe from American Integrity. American Integrity is a personal lines company in the state of Florida. The CEO, Robert Ritchie, started the company in 2007. There was a big absence of available insurance after the 2004 hurricane season. And so Bob Ritchie came down to Florida to fill that void. And so he's been a big spearhead, a leader to get American Integrity up and running and to our current status today. The policies that we offer include your homeowner policies. We offer a renter's policy that works well for your kids going to college, anyone who's just out of college and they don't own a house yet, people who are moving from one state to the other, they haven't bought a house in the new state yet because they want to look at the market first, et cetera. Renter's policies, I'm going to go into more detail in this broadcast later. We also offer condo policies. American Integrity is one of few companies that will offer condo coverage on beach condos. And so get in touch with Dan on our condos. We offer a boat policy. We also have umbrella. We offer golf cart, mobile home, and we have been offering a special line, vacant policies. Vacant policies are very important. If you move out of your house and you buy a new house, the house that you still own that you moved out of is vacant. A homeowner policy does not work on that. Also, if you are buying homes to flip them in real estate, you buy and flip homes, that's a vacant policy also. A regular policy does not work on that. There has to be someone living in the house for a homeowner or a rental property. Get with Dan. American Integrity is one of your sources for a vacant policy for you.
So kind of to touch on that really briefly. So if you're somebody who does rental properties, or like Debbie said in her example, you buy properties to renovate and then flip them, you're really not looking for a full homeowner's insurance policy. What you're really looking for is something that covers the house in the event that somebody starts a fire or something that destroys the four walls and the roof, because you don't have any real personal property in the house, so you're not really too worried about that. You're not really worried about loss of use because you're not really renting the property out, so there's no income coming in. So you're really just looking at something that protects those four walls and the roof, and somebody who may vandalize the house or break in and vandalize the inside of the house. That's what you're really trying to cover, because you're not trying to hold on to that property forever. It's just a short-term thing. Bear in mind, like Debbie said, you buy a new home and you still own your original home. If you're not living in both, or you're not renting out the your original home, you're going to want to put a vacant dwelling policy on it.
That's right. And most consumers don't realize that. They just think, I have a homeowner insurance policy on it. But every insurance company has the right to deny that claim, because the occupancy has changed from a homeowner who takes care of the home, someone's there to always watch it, to a vacant situation. There's more exposure for a claim in a vacant house, because like Dan said, vandals will come over. You just don't know what's going to be happening to the house when it's vacant. And so make sure you get in touch with Dan on the vacant policies that you might have a need for. We're a Florida-based company, and we are only operating in Florida. We have we actually are one of very few companies who have employees on our claims staff. We have attorneys, we have adjusters, we have desk adjusters, we have inspectors, we have field adjusters. Those are the claims adjusters that go out into the field and inspect your house after you have a claim, after there's a loss on your home. There's 100 claims people as employees of American Integrity. Our total staff for American Integrity, including me, the executive group, the directors, 230. So we're a growing company. When I started, there were 85 employees, and that was only 5 years ago. So we're absolutely growing. We're financially sound. The ship is moving forward. And so look for American Integrity to be a player for years and years to come. We have consistently earned an A exceptional rating from Demotech. So this is a financial analysis firm specializing in evaluating the financial stability of regional and specialty insurance carriers. And so regional is the operative term there. American Integrity's footprint is only in Florida. We don't have any other states that we do business in. So Florida is our state. We're experts on Florida, and we don't have many plans to expand into any other states. So we've been voted the best place to work by the Tampa Bay Times, Florida Trend, and Business Insurance. Our award-winning workplace translates into a superior service for you. We have 900 plus agents in the state of Florida that are excellent partners for us. For instance, Dan is one of our agents. He's been a very good agent for me. We're represented in his company. Our reinsurance is with AM Best rated carriers. That is a very key factor when you're looking at reinsurance. Reinsurance, in a nutshell, is for insurance companies, reinsurance actually reinsures them, insures us also. For catastrophe losses like Hurricane Michael, Hurricane Matthew, Hurricane Irma, an insurance company, we have $75 million in reserves, but reinsurance also pays in when that for their contracted amount. Dan?
All right, so we got the music. So, I realized I forgot to give the phone number out earlier. So if you want to call in and ask a question to me or Debbie, that number is 831-0600. Again, 831-0600. If you want to reach me off the air, you can do that at Thomas & Associates at 730-3900. Again, that's 730-3900. Or you can go out to healthinsurancethomas.com, go to the Contact Us page, and click Contact Me, Dan Tuckman. And there we go, AJ. I think, 10, 9, 7,
Okay. All right. We're counting it down. We'll be right back with Dan and Debbie. Just a couple seconds here.
The Wright brothers, Laurel and Hardy, Ben and Jerry. History has shown that the right partner can make all the difference. The Wright partner provides expertise in the craft and the experience to deliver amazing results. Thomas & Associates in Jacksonville has been providing families with insurance guidance for almost 50 years. American Integrity Insurance is proud to partner with Dan Tuchman and the team at Thomas & Associates, providing Jacksonville with reliable, affordable home insurance, voters insurance, golf cart coverage, and more. At American Integrity, we're Floridians too, so we know the unique challenges Florida homeowners face. And we have the financial strength to help you when you need us most. Couple that strength and experience with hardworking local agents like Dan, and you've got a partnership you can count on. Give Dan a call at 904-730-3900 and see how easy and affordable switching your home coverage to American Integrity can be.
His wife's words echoed in his mind.
You never fix anything around here.
Well, today that would change. He would fix the water heater. He'd show her that he was the handyman of this house. He was more than capable. Oh, no. Covered it. August 14th, 2008. Talk to farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Call the Jim Jordan Farmers Agency at 904-500-3900 for a quote today. Sean Robinson Realty has the ultimate real estate proposition for you. Own your own home. Sean Robinson Realty has likely sold or listed a property near you. If you close a home with Sean Robinson Realty, he'll give you a brand new big screen HD TV. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's 904-77-SHAWN. Sean Robinson Realty is your one stop for all of your real estate needs. Residential sales, commercial leases, or property management. Locally owned and operated by people who know your community. If you're looking to buy or sell a home or commercial property, don't waste your time. Call Sean Robinson Realty. Imagine getting a free big screen HD TV upon closing. Sean Robinson Realty will do it. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's 904-777-4296. 904-77-SEAN. Sean Robinson Realty.
Insurance. You never want to have to use it, but you're thankful it's there when you need it. Let's get back to Dan, the Insurance Man, on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
And if you have any insurance question for Dan or Debbie, give us a call here at 904-831-0600. That's 831-0600. Now back to Dan, the Insurance Man.
Hey, good afternoon, Jacksonville. We are back on the air. Wow. So, you know, We're going to talk about, here in this segment, we're going to talk about assignment of benefits. And we're going to pick up a little bit. But, you know, here in this radio studio, they have two TVs, and I'm looking at news broadcasts, and I'm looking at adverse weather conditions.
You can't really see it outside, but it has really gotten dark, and the clouds are moving over us. It looks a little threatening.
And, you know, and all of this is stemming from a tropical storm coming down on Puerto Rico called Dorian,
right?
Which, you know, the current path is also coming all along the east coast of Florida.
This isn't quite associated with that, but it's just one of our afternoon storms. Just happens to be on top of Jacksonville right now.
Well, everything is associated to a tropical storm. When there's a tropical storm coming your way, the rain and the weather is probably all together. It's all worse.
Right.
So we're going to kind of talk because assignment of benefits is something that happens when you suffer like roof damage, and you need to call in a roofer to fix your roof. So I'm going to let Debbie take over and kind of give you an explanation of what an assignment of benefits is and how it works. And then some of the pitfalls that you might have and some of the horror stories that might happen if you happen to sign off on an assignment of benefits.
Thank you, Dan. All right. So assignment of benefits for an insurance company is just a bad news. So most of the time, the insured or the policyholder, the homeowner, is the one that suffers. And so insurance companies and Dan, my trusted agent, will always tell you, do not sign a contract that has an assignment of benefits clause in it. You have to be careful, too, because it just looks like the roofer will need to get up on your roof. And so they will tell you, I need to have you sign this just for liability because I'm going to be on your roof looking around. And so in that contract,
I'm going to point something out because Debbie said they'll say, oh, it's for liability purposes. So if they're a legitimate company, they will have workman's comp, and workman's comp will pay for that employee of the roofing company to go up on your roof. And if they slip and fall, it's not your liability that gets hit. It's the workers' comp liability of the company. So there's no document that a roofer needs you to sign for liability purposes to get up on your roof and to inspect it and to give you an estimate.
It's just the uneducated public. It's smart people who don't know enough about insurance and assignment of benefits. Assignment of benefits is fabulous for your medical care. That means your doctor is always going to be paid. But in property insurance, that is the worst thing ever. There's some cases that I would like to share with you about an assignment of benefits claim that I was involved with American Integrity. We had a couple of, they were elderly, and I want to say elderly, they were probably 75 or so, and they were both disabled, and they had an A-frame home in the state of Florida, which is amazing. I think that was the only one in Florida that we have an A-frame. So the roof on an A-frame, if you're unfamiliar with the architectural style of an A-frame home, it's like an A, the letter A, and so it's a very steeply pitched roof, and this couple, because of their, you know, I think because of their disabled status, they hadn't been up on the roof. They hadn't had it replaced. It's just like it was falling apart. And so Hurricane Matthew blew through and caused a lot of roof damage, quote unquote. But the roof was already in bad condition. And so that's the key. So American Integrity got involved because a claim was filed on it. And with an insurance company, it doesn't cover wear and tear. It only covers wind damage, and we will pay claims. We love paying claims for our part of the loss where there's damage to the roof that was caused by the wind. So in this case, an engineer had to go out to determine which was already damaged by the storm and which was already just the wear and tear. And so the insureds signed an AOB loss, an AOB contract with their roofer. And so what ended up happening, once you sign an AOB with your roofer, you can't talk to us anymore, the insurance company, and we can't talk to you. So if you have any questions about insurance, you now have to relay them to your roofer, and the roofer gets in touch with us. So that never happens, and so you're left standing in the dark. We ended up paying for the roof after everything was said and done as a, you know, just kind of a PR move. Because these people were disabled, they were staying in a camper trailer in their yard next to their house. It was just a case where we needed to help the people out, and the AOB roofer was the one that benefited from everything. The insureds were left in the dark. My agent got in touch with me so I could at least give her bits and pieces about where they stood, and that was an A-frame. It was just the perfect storm. Another example, I just found out today, $15,000. You can't, up until May 23rd, you could not terminate a contract, an AOB contract. If you sign an assignment of benefits contract with your roofer, you couldn't cancel it. There was no rescission period. There was nothing. You were just stuck. And so in the assignment of benefits contract, this roofer said, well, if you can cancel it, but it's going to be a $15,000 charge if you want to cancel it. So you need to let me do the work, and then, you know, everything will be fine. Well, it wasn't fine because it was another situation where this wasn't American Integrity. It was another situation where the insurance company only owed a certain part, but the roofer wanted the entire roof replaced. And so the insurance company paid its part. And so then the roofer will go to the homeowner for the balance that's due before he turns over the keys and releases them from the contract. And so that insured, not again, this one wasn't American Integrity, this is another case study. That insured said, well, no, I just needed to replace my roof. And he's like, no, you need to pay me the money that the insurance company didn't pay. And so they're still going around and around. The policyholder and homeowner cannot talk to the insurance company. The roofer is no longer returning their calls and just simply telling them, well, if you pay me the $15,000 cancellation fee, then yeah, I'll release your house. And then you can get your roof repaired on your own money. But you still, that's it, $15,000. So just, it's, they're bad news. One thing I want to leave you with about the contract, it looks innocent to a homeowner. It looks like an innocent policy. It's like, it just pretty much says, we're going to be repairing your roof. We're going to give you this. This is the amount of the estimate. And then there's a sentence in there. It's like, okay, we're going to handle the claim for you and discuss the benefits with you. They'll word it in a very confusing way, disingenuous, et cetera, just fooling you into thinking, oh, this is very nice. It's up and up. And you sign on the dotted line. Bingo, you've just signed an assignment of benefits. The insurance company can't talk to you anymore. You can't talk to the insurance company. It's just not a good thing. Avoid assignment of benefits. Ask the question to your roofer, to just look him right in the face and say, is there an assignment of benefits clause in this contract? And he has, hopefully he'll answer you honestly. And then you'll say, well, no, I'm not going to do that. I'll get a different roofer.
Right. And then here's the other thing too. A lot of roofers... I don't want to say the more reputable ones, but a lot of the roofers that I know, they don't even deal with assignment of benefits. They know they don't need to. Mm-hmm. They know they do quality work. They know that they're not trying to that they're not adding junk fees and junk estimates into the work, and they already know that when they provide an estimate to the insurance company, the insurance company is going to write a check because everything is in line. As a matter of fact, ask the roofer what type of software they use to generate their estimates. I cannot remember, but a lot of the homeowner companies they use very similar softwares to generate their in-house estimates that kind of double check the roofers and to make sure that everything is in line. A good roofer will already be using the same software package that the insurance company uses because it puts everything in line. It puts everything lines up. The costs line up. Maybe there's an outlier. Maybe there's not. But everything lines up. And then here's the other important thing. As long as there's no assignment of benefit, you always have the ability to go to your insurance company and say, why aren't you wanting to pay this claim? And the insurance company will be able to come back to you and give you that explanation.
Yes. An insurance company is always going to be representing you unless you assign your benefits to your roofer. So American Integrity does have a list of vendors for roofers, for window installers, for people who come out and board up your windows. We have that vendor list, and we vet all of our roofers. We vet all of our contractors to make sure that they're licensed and insured. And we will also check to see if they have an AOB history, an assignment of benefits history, and obviously we don't put them on our vendor list. If we find out about a roofer that makes you sign an assignment of benefits and they are one of our vendors, we fire them. We do not want them to be on our trusted vendor list. Some of the reform that has happened, though, this is good news, quickly here, the homeowner does now have, as of May 23rd, legislature has done some changing to the law. As of May 23rd, the contractor has to notify us that he has made you sign an assignment of benefits. And so insurance companies can take a proactive stance on getting the news out to the insured himself that you've signed this document. We are no longer representing you. You have to go through your roofer and talk to him about your insurance needs. There's a 7-day inspection requirement. And I can get more into detail on this in the second session, but the new law gives the consumer additional rights as a Florida homeowner. The homeowner has the right to rescind the policy, the rescind the contract for 14 days. He can also rescind at 30 days on two separate occasions, two separate scenarios. If there hasn't been any work done or substantial work done to the roof, they can rescind the policy. And again, if there's no commencement date in the contract, they can rescind the policy.
So you see there is kind of some light at the end of the tunnel. All of that started July 1st when Governor Ron DeSantis had signed a law by the state legislature. And again, if you want to reach us with a question, 831-0600.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Hurricane Dorian has begun lashing parts of Florida's east coast with tropical storm force winds. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says Dorian's now a Category 2 storm, crawling nearly parallel to Florida's east coast, but is remaining offshore. It said in a 4 p.m. Eastern Time update Tuesday that a sustained wind gust of 60 miles an hour has been reported recently in Melbourne Beach, Florida. Walmart says it will discontinue the sale of handgun and short-barrel rifle ammunition and also publicly request that customers refrain from openly carrying firearms in stores, even where state laws allow it. The announcement comes just days after a mass shooting claimed 7 lives in Odessa, Texas, and follows 2 other back-to-back shootings last month, one of them at a Walmart store. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 285 points, the Nasdaq plunged 88. This is SRN News.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good afternoon, I'm Nikki Whaley. Forecasters predict that later today, Dorian will turn north in a northwestward motion. Now, the largest concern are the storm wind gusts up to 65 miles per hour. Coastal flooding, coastal areas could get 3 to 6 inches of rain with 8 inches in some area. St. Johns County could get the worst of Dorian. The National Weather Service has coastal St. Johns under a hurricane warning and storm surge warning. Winds are expected to reach 40 miles per hour with gusts up to 65 miles an hour. The storm surge could even be life-threatening, as the National Weather Service predicts it could be as high as 7 feet. And St. Johns County is showing signs of weakness ahead of Hurricane Dorian. A video shot last night, according to First Coast News, shows waves beaching a sand dune in Summer Haven. The county spent millions to build that dune. This is the third time since 2016 that dune has been breached. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
You're seeing some slowdowns near downtown because of an accident. I-95 southbound at the Fuller Warren Bridge blocking the left lane. In the opposite direction, there's a disabled vehicle, I-95 northbound, and a disabled vehicle on the West Beltway, 295 northbound before San Jose Boulevard. Hurricane Dorian, now a Category 2 storm, finally moving away from Grand Bahama Island, picking up speed as it makes a northerly turn.
This is a Hurricane Dorian news alert. As of the 5 p.m. advisory, Hurricane Dorian is moving away from Grand Bahama Island and heading north along the Florida coast. Forward speed has picked up. Dorian now moving northwest at 6 miles per hour. The forecast track remains largely offshore until it gets to the Carolinas, where we see a bit of a shift to the west. Possible landfall on the Outer Banks or Cape Fear as a Category 1 storm late Thursday or Friday. Governor Ron DeSantis says the swirling storm could still cause damage in Florida as it slowly moves up the coast.
There'll be storm surge. There'll be some flooding. You may see wind damage depending on how close this gets to the state of Florida.
The governor is leaving it up to local governments to decide when evacuation orders and curfews should be lifted. The head of FEMA traveled to Tallahassee today to meet with the administration and discuss storm preparations. You can track the storm 24 hours a day at our website. Just click on Operation Storm Watch. With an FNN News Alert, I'm Al Lewis.
Transmission problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty, so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly and guaranteed nationwide. Call us at Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where quality counts. Get traction. Call Action at 744-0755.
With the answers to all of your insurance questions, let's get back to Dan the Insurance Man on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
Lots of great insurance information. And by the way, Dan, this storm right now, and we don't usually mention the weather during your program, but but right now there's actually a line of storms pretty much from Fernandina Beach through Jacksonville all the way to about Palm Coast along I-95 right during the 5 o'clock rush hour. So yeah. I can imagine it's not the most pleasant driving right now, so please be careful, everybody. But Dan and his special guest Deborah are here, and they have some great information. Dan?
All right. Thanks, AJ. All right, so we're back on the air, Jacksonville. Again, if you have a question... Feel free to give us a call, 904-831-0600, and you can ask a question of me or Debbie. Again, regardless of what we are talking about, if you have a question, call in and ask your question about insurance. We will be happy to answer it, whatever the topic. Wow, you can hear that thunder even through the headphones.
Man, that was a loud one.
so we're gonna pick up here. I want to talk kind of briefly about insurance scores, because a lot of people they get them confused with like credit score, and people think that their credit score is the equivalent of their insurance score, and vice versa, and it's really not. So Debbie, kind of give us a brief overview. What is an insurance score?
Thank you, Dan. Absolutely. So insurance scoring has been around since the early 2000s. There was a study done that made a correlation between your insurance score, actually your credit score, and how many claims you file. And that's held steady for the entire time. This is early 2000s. I worked at a different company back then, and that was very new, and we were all going, how are they going to do this? What's the data that supports this, et cetera? I was an underwriter at the time. And so absolutely, they had a number of studies, and the studies continue, that if you have if your credit score is average or poor, not even average, if you have a poor credit score, that's an indicator that you're going to be somebody who files claims. So it also is an indicator on your auto policy of traffic violations, at-fault accidents, et cetera. And so credit score gives a picture of your behavior, and insurance companies know that, and we use that to help rate the policy. It also can work in your favor, though, too. So the difference between a credit score like FICO, that's when you go to the bank and they tell you, oh, your FICO score, your credit score is like 800, you're fabulous, or it's like 550, you filed bankruptcy, et cetera. That's a credit score. An insurance company calls it insurance score because we use only parts of a credit score. And on top of that, we combine your insurance behavior. For American Integrity, I'm speaking about American Integrity only. Generically, other insurance companies are going to have a different approach, but it doesn't stray too much from American Integrity's plan either. So we look at parts of your FICO, your credit score, and we will also look at your insurance behavior. That's whether you filed a claim, the type of claim. So we just look at your claims behavior over the last 2 years and how many times you've moved. So an insurance score is a combination of insurance behavior and only parts of your credit score. Your credit score and your insurance score, no one can ever find out your credit score, because we only get parts of it, and it's not your credit score. That's a federally protected. It all happens in our rate development behind the scenes in a program. There's a program that goes out. It's ChoicePoint. We'll go out to the site where your information is and draw that information back into the insurance company electronically. No person ever sees that. And then it will combine that data, just those small parts from your credit score, with your insurance behavior, whether you filed claims and how long you've lived in the same home, and they come up with an insurance score. Your insurance score with American Integrity, if you're on the negative side of your insurance score, the maximum is a 25% surcharge. If you're on the positive side of an insurance score, your discount is going to be up to 37%. And so most of our clients are on the positive or neutral side of an insurance score. And so it's going to benefit you. An insurance company will also run an insurance score every 2 years to update it. And so if you started out with a poor insurance score and you've improved that, because a lot of clients are out there trying to improve their insurance score because it does affect you. Your credit cards are going to be a higher interest rate. Just a lot of things affect you. And so a lot of my customers are trying to improve their insurance score. So we will monitor that every 2 years. And so if your insurance score improves, you get the discount. Even if you had a discount before, if it improves even more, you get a deeper discount. And so an insurance score works like that.
So I will point out, Again, I don't endorse this website, but I will mention this website because you can actually get your insurance score without having to pay for anything. You can go out to creditkarma.com and you just create an account. It gives you your FICO score, which so you know what your credit score is at. They have a modeling technique that they use. Again, but there's another little link on there that says, "Oh, view your insurance score," and to kind of reflect on what Debbie was saying, my insurance score is, or my credit rating or my FICO score is one number, and my credit score is like 200 points, and my insurance score is like 200 points higher than my credit score.
That works like that simply because if you haven't filed any claims and you've lived in the same house for more than 2 years, your insurance behavior is going to make your FICO score go up for a deeper discount.
So it really does, and I would say it would be beneficial for everybody to kind of go out and view. Again, I'm sure there's other websites out there that you can generate your insurance score. But again, I use Credit Karma. That's just my personal one. It's free. Doesn't cost you anything to go do it. And you can pull, and they'll generate an insurance score for you once you put in all your information.
One thing that I wanted to bring up too is a lot of the policyholders that are calling you for insurance are concerned that if they run an insurance score and they're buying a new home and they have their mortgage all set up, and you know they're very nervous that an insurance score is going to adversely or have a negative effect on their loan. And we don't require a social security number. In fact, many carriers are coming over to the same line of thinking. You don't need a social security number to obtain an insurance score. As an insurance company, we don't want your social security number. There's nowhere that an agent can give us your social security number. It's just simply your name, your date of birth, and an address that you've lived in for the last 2 years, and then an insurance score will produce. It's mostly beneficial to you. It typically lifts your credit score number up for you, unless you filed a claim or you haven't lived in the house for 2 years, or if you have 2 years of residency history, like you're buying a new home, or maybe you just bought your home last year, you have the previous address that gives you the 2 years for the credit score or for the insurance score to look at. So you can show your stability by providing your previous address. There's a lot of ways that we do that we set this up for you to have a beneficial effect.
So there you go. So that's kind of what an insurance score is and kind of what it does. Again, if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call, 831-0600, or you can reach me off the air at Thomas & Associates at 730-3900. That's not area code 904-730-3900. And so, again, an insurance score is important because it will help you get a better better discount on the property. It can help you get a better discount on your auto insurance. And now this is kind of a segue. It's not about insurance scores, but I do want you to understand when you are buying a new property, one of the things that, and I'm not sure if American Integrity does this, but I'm pretty sure they do. Because I think it's pretty much an industry, just about an industry standard now. I haven't run across one that doesn't. They will run a property report to look for water damage claims.
We run comprehensive loss underwriting. It's an exchange that we subscribe to.
And if a property has a water damage claim within the last 3 years, maybe you're buying this home and the current owners had a pipe burst.
This doesn't sound like something we do. We do run a clue, but we don't single out any water damage claims. We actually accept one prior loss like that, a non-weather claim.
Right. Mm-hmm. But a lot of there are some insurance carriers out there that will decline coverage because of a water damage claim. You do not.
You do not.
I know.
We love you. We love our policyholders.
I know. Yeah. American Integrity will accept it. So, but again, I think we're running out of time here.
Yeah,
so
we'll be right back, Dan. We'll be right back with Dan.
Over the past 2 years, your home has likely increased considerably in value. In fact, depending on where you live and many other factors, your home has probably increased at least 10% in the last 24 months. And many homes are appraising at increases of 25% or more. So, are you insured for the difference? If you haven't requoted your home insurance lately, the answer could be no. Requote your home today with American Integrity's online quote tool. It's fast, stress-free, and completely anonymous. And best of all, it's free. At American Integrity, we're Floridians just like you, so we know that a big storm isn't a matter of if, but when. And we have the financial strength to help you when you need us most. If you've never compared rates on your home insurance, don't wait. There's a chance you might not be insured for the true value of your home. Visit WeProtectJacksonville.com to use our free online quote tool. Get a free quote today at WeProtectJacksonville.com.
The forensic analyst searched for clues to the house fire.
Could that be...
starch? Suddenly it came together. The fire was started by...
an over-microwaved potato?
Covered. July 25th, 2015. Talk to farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Call the Jim Jordan Farmers Agency at 904-500-3900 for a quote today.
The five senses that most people possess are touch, taste, smell, sight, and hearing. As we age, our sense of touch, taste, and smell remain pretty much the same. However, our sight and our hearing do change. If you don't see well, you're going straight to the optometrist for an eye exam and some glasses. But what if you don't hear well? When's the last time you've had a hearing exam? Untreated hearing loss has been proven to accelerate dementia and Alzheimer's. At All About Hearing Aids, they get it. You're concerned about the cost and the appearance of hearing aids. Well, hear this. Hearing aid technology has drastically improved. They're almost invisible, they sound great, and some even have Bluetooth capability. But best of all About Hearing Aids sells their hearing aids for 50% less than the competition. Bring in a quote, and All About Hearing Aids will offer a comparable hearing aid for half that price. Don't wait. Call All About Hearing Aids today at 904-572-3079. That's 904-572-3079. Online at allabouthearingaids.net.
Now, back to Dan, the Insurance Man, your go-to guy for all of your insurance questions on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
Back for our final segment this afternoon and more great insurance information from Dan, the Insurance Man. And Debbie is his guest, and she's got all that great information as well.
All right, Jacksonville. I'm glad to be back on the air with you. So, again, the number, if you have a question for us, is 904-831-0600. And we are going to kind of pick up. We were kind of talking about insurance scores and a little bit of assignment of benefits. And, you know, Debbie, you had mentioned something to me earlier that to kind of show you how serious assignment of benefits are to the insurance industry. With American Integrity, you were mentioning that there's an average dollar cost per policy.
Yeah, it's not just American Integrity. It's claims that are affected by assignment of benefits. Really, assignment of benefits is a cottage industry. When we had a long period of time in between hurricanes, so from 2004 until it was like a 10 or 11 year time frame where there were no hurricanes. Well, roofers, you know, use hurricanes as one of their money makers, and it's good. It makes the world go round, et cetera. Well, during that 10-year span, a cottage industry developed where the roofers would go out, get on your roof. This is information that's documented in, you know, we have webinars on our website for our agents. The roofers will get on the roof, and they have marbles duct taped to the bottoms of their shoes. And so they'll walk around while they're inspecting your roof and falsely make hail damage by walking around with marbles on the roof. They also will go up there with ball peen hammers and just kind of hammer. If you're not home, they will hammer in some hail damage. So just so they can say, hey, there's hail damage. Let's go and, you know, let's go ahead and file a claim. We'll get your roof replaced for you and we'll take care of your deductible. And they use resources like Google. There's websites where they can figure out where a hailstorm happened. And in Florida, our hail isn't really, it generally is not big enough to damage a roof. You have that type of hail in Texas. Do we get really big hail storms? Yes. Where the hail pellets are really big? Yes. Is that the norm? No, absolutely not. Our hail is about the size of a small pea. So typically, it really didn't stem from hail damage. So that's part of the cottage industry where they just, you know, they just began trying to find work. And so now that we've had hurricanes, the other problem is water. Water claims. That's also part of assignment of benefits. Just huge amounts. And Dan, what Dan was talking about, in an aggregate, $400 of every insurance policy is just to cover the costs, the historic costs of assignment of benefits effect on the claims payouts. $400.
Right. So that's just an average. If there were 20,000 claims that were filed that had to do with assignment of benefits, they just divide that number and they just say, okay, well, hey, we paid out on these 20,000 claims X amount, and they divide that number, that dollar amount, by the 20,000 claims. They come out with about $400 per policy.
Yes,
so,
that's all
just,
fraud.
So just to kind of put that in perspective, the average homeowner's insurance policy is, I want to say, somewhere between $1,000 and $1,500. So I want you to think about that, that if you had a $1,500 homeowner's policy, $400 of that is $400 of that premium really is going to recoup these assignment of benefit claims. Mm-hmm. So will things get better? I'm sure they will. We have new laws now. There's a new law in place for assignment of benefits. I think things are going to get better because it's going to hold roofers more accountable. People are going to be able to say, hey, you told me you were going to start the job. You didn't start the job. I'm canceling our contract, the assignment of benefits. Mm-hmm. You're on your own.
Our legal department sends out a letter to the insureds. The law went into effect on May 23rd, and our legal department and claims staff sends out letters to the insured because the roofer is required to let us know that there is an assignment of benefits and he's the beneficiary. So we will mail a letter to the insured to explain you are in the contract, an assignment of benefits contract, and here's the law as it stands and benefits you. The new law allows you a 14-day rescission period free of penalty. The new law also allows you to rescind after a 30-day period if there hasn't been substantial work done, and it also allows you to rescind if the agreement does not have a commencement date. So we let our insureds know ASAP that this is happening. If we have their email, they get it in the form of an email, so they have it instantly from us to let them know the pitfalls and downfalls of an assignment of benefits.
So, like I said, I think that's going to get better. There's kind of some safeguards in place, which were never in place before. So it's going to make, it's definitely going to make roofers who want to use this feature, it's going to make them more accountable.
And incidentally, so, my CEO, Bob Ritchie, is very vocal and he's present. He's in Tallahassee a lot working on reform of the assignment of benefits laws. And so he's been instrumental, I think, and really had made fabulous decisions for American Integrity when this problem started to rear its head in March of 2016, I think, or 2015.
Yeah.
He was out there. In fact, it was 2015. So he's been on it, posturing for American Integrity to do the right thing as an insurance company to stay profitable, pay claims, and not get involved. Or stay as uninvolved as possible when it's an assignment of benefits claim.
So there you go. So there was something about. So we kind of touched about assignment of benefits. We've touched about how they impact the cost of insurance that you pay. And then we've also, so don't sign your rights away with an assignment of benefits. Make sure you retain the rights to your, to any claim you file. And then, but you know, so on the, but on the lighter side of things, American Integrity, you have renter's insurance, right?
Yeah, we offer a renter's policy. And so this is for, I mentioned it earlier, we have a renter's policy. It's available for people who don't own a home, and yet you want to have insurance for liability and your contents. And your contents are your personal property, like your couches, your dishes, your clothes, et cetera. So American Integrity, you can have contents, your personal property can be insured with us from $10,000, that's the minimum, to $250,000. A policy can be had with American Integrity for about $120 a year. And so $10 a month, you can get a renter's policy for as cheap as $10 a month. I personally, since I've been in the industry, don't recommend that. But I know there's going to be cases like college students. They don't have that much personal property. And we actually take college students. We take dorms. Most carriers won't talk to you if it's a student, period. We actually will do students, and we'll also do a student. We'll offer coverage for a student who lives in a dorm as long as they have a signed lease. So those are two differentiators for American Integrity. You can get the liability coverage, $100,000 up to $300,000. And it provides coverage for your personal property in the home. You also can have items in storage. You can, for the items in storage, you can have up to half of your contents limit. So let's say you have $100,000 for your personal property. For items in storage, you can $50,000. The limit can be on storage items up to $50,000. We're the only carrier that allows that. Most other insurance companies are going to limit you to $10,000 for your items in storage. We let you have a higher limit, and that works well for your customers who sold the home in Georgia. They're moving down here. They move most of their household goods down here. They won't all fit in an apartment, and so they have a lot of it in storage, and so that works well for that niche.
So here's a question that I get a lot with a renter's policy, because a renter doesn't have the ability to buy like flood insurance. So does American Integrity's renters cover?
Unfortunately, no. I'm sorry I have to give this answer. But no, American Integrity, we do offer flood on all of our policies except for mobile home and renters. And so renters is one of them that they would just go to FEMA for their flood policy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there you go. If you're a renter and you want flood, you can still get it. It goes through FEMA, which is available to you. So here we go. So kind of in a nutshell, you have, we got music. So, but in a nutshell, you can get a renter's policy from American Integrity, about $120 a year, about $10 a month. Some of the benefits of it, you can get, you can put a rider or an additional coverage for assisted living care. You can protect your computer. You can get home cyber protection.
We're the only carrier that offers home cyber on our renters. And those are things like if people...
And you also offer identity theft.
Yes.
So in the event of identity, you can...
And scheduled personal property, too.
And scheduled personal property. Personal injury. You can even... If you have a lot of freezers, you can even protect your frozen goods with refrigerated personal property.
Yes.
So, and AJ's counting me down. 10.